I don't know, Stan. Certainly there are a lot of people in my hometown, Hartlepool, who are like Handicap. As a matter of fact, I did invent the character there, you see.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes, and the cartoon only ran in the north of England for a long time. But now, you know, it came down to the south of England, and now he's all over the world. So, in fact, he isn't just a northeasterner, he's almost a national, an international character. As a matter of fact, he's in 42 countries.
Really?
Yes, oh. And that's 42 countries outside the UK, in 13 languages. And he's in over 600 papers. Actually, he's in 300 papers in the United States alone.
Oh, that's something else. That's good.
Actually, we've got an estimated 250 million readers for Andy. As a matter of fact, I didn't start cartooning until I was, almost 40. And I'd never drawn, funnily enough.
You've never drawn before that?
No, it was in the 30s. You know, when I was in Hartlepool, when I left school, you know, left Galleysfield School, there was no work. I went on the dole, and then I joined the army. I was in there for about 10 or 11 years in the Northumberland Fusiliers. And then I went into the post office. I didn't even think about drawing.
So you've been around then before you actually started with Handicap?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Still, Handicap must have made a bit of money out of it as well, so that'll keep him in booze for a while, won't it?
Oh, yes. Well, you know what to say about Handicap. They say terrible things about Handicap. but I'll tell you this, he might be a terrible man, but he's been very good to Reg.
I was going to mention, Mr. Smart, in many of your cartoons, you do feature the, drawings in the background of the pit prop yards and the dockland.
Yes.
I was going to ask you if you do, in fact, come from Hartlepool.
Oh, yes, I do.
And whereabouts did you...
Well, as a matter of fact, I had to come down and live in London, when I started on the Mirror. But my hometown is Hartlepool. I go there as often as I can. Mother still lives there.